Grain futures. We had a little turnaround Tuesday this morning. That's where the Monday strength gets checked. But only soybeans are kind of sticking to that right now, as they had massive gains yesterday, went to new contract highs for the year. So they're still, well, they're not collapsing from those highs yesterday, but they're corrective from that. Whereas wheat and corn, we have wheat putting gains back on the week. And with the Kansas contract, heading back to the high of the week almost that they had made on Sunday night when they had attempted this rally since the June 30th low. Corn, we are making new highs today above their June 30th recovery. We're above the 200-day moving average by well over 10 cents. We have a gap on the charts, and that gap is holding. And they tried to push corn down this morning on yesterday afternoon's slow response from the USDA, showing crop ratings down only 1% on corn good legs in the category. The average trade guess was 2 to 3%. They think the crop is drifting out there a lot faster than what the USDA is letting on to. But it's getting bought back up. We have corn for December up 3 cents at 476. Even old crop corn up 4 cents at 453.5. And why not? European corn, the Matif corn contract, is exploding, made new highs for the multi-year highs, I should say, yesterday. And they're not giving it up today. They're holding on to it. So after a $1.50 rally in European corn prices in 3.5 weeks, all of a sudden we're looking over going, well, gee, we're only about 50 cents off our June 30th low. And that's if we park it right here. So we'll see here how this ends for the day. Like I said, December corn, we're up 3, 475. The wheat futures escalating with Kansas leading the gains today. Concerns that the Black Sea is pretty much shut down. We have the Strait, the Azov Sea, along with the Kerch Strait. That's closed or restricted to movement because they're afraid of more drones and missile strikes on ships trying to transit those areas. So that's kind of like the Strait of Hormuz, right? And then, of course, outside of that Kerch Strait is the Black Sea. And Ukraine has deep water ports there. Russia has deep water ports. They're taking on some damage. They haven't been shut down, other than on the Ukrainian side, a large port did get taken offline. You probably heard last week that the Ukrainian Farmers Union said about a third of their export potential has been effectively shut off for the coming months. So this is causing users of wheat, especially the countries of Africa that want the first stuff coming out of the Black Sea to come to them, they got to source elsewhere. Some of that could be the U.S., and so we'll see here. The wheat for Kansas, September, up 8.5 cents, 732.25. September, Chicago, up 3.5, 677.5. Minneapolis, which had seen its good to excellent category give up 5% yesterday, we're up 11.5 there at 703.75, up 10.5 cents for December, 727.75 cents. Soybeans, the August contract off 8.75 cents today to 1217. November just off 3.25 at 1223. Cattle futures, you had that massive reversal to the upside yesterday, massive gains. Well, they were checked today, checked hard earlier. We had live cattle down about $2 early in the session. Feeder cattle, I got to do the math here quick, they were down almost $4 on the September contract early in the day, but that's all been mitigated. The indexes are tumbling. Obviously, the feeder index down 344 today to 356.27. That's not what the high of today of August feeders were today before we drifted. The one-day index is down harder, below 350. Choice box beef, big gains yesterday in the afternoon. Today down $1.02, while select is picking up 55 cents. The board has August cattle right now down 2 cents, 226.50. The October feed cattle off 17 cents at 223.12. December cattle off 7 cents, 222.95. In the feeder cattle, August off $2.37, 349.62. September feeders off $1.07, 345.17. Deferreds are much better. October feeders off 2 cents, 339.80. Up 75 cents on November, 335.35. Up $1.02 on January, 328.97. Hogs gaining today, up 20 cents for August, 101.47. October climbing 37 cents, 88.10. Well, gold tagging under 4,000 yesterday, finding buying interest, and today tagging just above 4,000. Decided it's done probing lower for a while. Let's go higher, up $56 at 4,072. Silver up $2, $59.07, while Bitcoin climbs $1,395 on that July contract at $66,550. Over in the energy markets, we're back up to hallowed ground. It's in that mid-$85 range where a lot of North Dakota producers like to see the WTI. Concerns that, hey, Strait of Hormuz is closed. Oil is not moving. Strategic reserve, woefully low, worse than the Biden area now. We're at 43-year lows right now for the strategic reserve, perilously close to having it get shut off as we're selling oil to Europe. This means we are at an impasse. Tweets do not drive oil through the Strait of Hormuz. It drives prices down for a day or so, but it does not increase oil production, or should I say movement, out of the Black Sea. Action does that. And right now, the action is that strait is closed. Crude oil up $2 a barrel on the September contract, $84.46. Closing above $87 would say something has went really bad, and prices are going to escalate higher from there. We had advised farmers last week, Monday, if you hadn't already bought your fuel for harvest, we would have done so, and we've just seen nothing but diesel pure fuel prices rising since then. So we'll see. Crude oil, September up $2, $84.49. Gasoline up 4¾ cents a gallon, $3.24. Diesel fuel today up 2¼ cents, $4.15 a gallon. Any question? You can always find us, and that's at heartlandinvest.com, where you can get a free look at our newsletter. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.